AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Food and Drug Administration's approving booster shots using the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Commissioner Janet Woodcock says they're seeing immunity waning among those who've already been vaccinated. She was asked if they will lower the age of those eligible.
We're watching it extremely carefully, and we'll take appropriate action to protect the public should it be necessary.
And it's okay to get a booster that's a different brand from the original shot. The White House is getting ready for vaccinating younger children.
The White House plans to supply COVID vaccines for 28 million children, targets almost every medical provider, says COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 through 11. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses.
Within hours of the formal approval of the Pfizer shot for children, which is expected for November, I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI says it's recovered possible human remains from a swampy preserve in Sarasota County, Florida, along with some items that belonged to Brian Laundrie, the cross-country traveler who disappeared after he returned home from a trip during which his fiance was killed. President Biden is pushing his social spending plan, which is reportedly whittled down to $2 trillion. He was asked about its chances of passage.
I think we'll get a deal.
The president spoke on his way to a rally in Scranton, Pennsylvania. A group of environmental organizations is demanding the Biden administration suspend and cancel oil and gas leases in federal waters off the California coast. It follows a devastating oil spill. The group say drilling threatens wildlife, fisheries, and tourism. In the ALCS, the Astros still hold a big lead over Boston. Stocks were mixed. This is AP News. The young Florida man accused of gunning down 17 people in 2018 at a Parkland, Florida high school pleaded guilty to murder today. Our Rita Foley reports on the court appearance of Nicholas Cruz.
He answered a long list of questions from the judge.
Do you understand that you are waiving your right to have the first part of the trial, which is often referred to as the guilt phase?
I understand.
A separate court proceeding will decide his fate. The judge plans to begin screening jurors next month, aiming for the sentencing proceeding to begin in January. Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day.
I'm Rita Foley.
Tony Montalto lost his daughter in the massacre.
There's no moving on. There's moving around. The pain that we feel every day.
A Central Florida fire chief has been fired for failing to discipline employees who are violating Orange County's COVID vaccine mandate. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.